Humboldt, at an executive committee meeting on January 13, Georges truly presented to the City of Humboldt Council the need for a new indoor sport facility. The Humboldt Broncos junior hockey team, Humboldt Minor Hockey, Humboldt Minor Baseball all backed the request to the City of Humboldt. The proposal was submitted by Truly, a local hockey coach and volunteer. He said while addressing council that this presentation stems from him having to drive out of town in order for his 12-year-old daughter to play hockey. "I'm deeply involved in the hockey scene and I'm ready to dive into a new sport facility." Truly's proposal was seeking financial support for the lease, rental or purchase of a facility that would serve as a year-round indoor training center for Humboldt athletes. The proposal said this facility would provide essential resources for young athletes to develop their skills and stay competitive. The purpose of the facility would be designed to serve multiple sports and training needs, including hockey dryland training, shooting lanes, stick handling areas, and strength and conditioning zones. Baseball training, a batting cage for hitting practice, areas for fielding drills, and strength training. Multi-use space, training areas equipped with agility-focused dryland training equipment. The proposal would allow athletes of all ages to train year-round, particularly during the off-season, in a safe and professional environment. Truly said in the proposal, "We are seeking the City of Humboldt's financial assistance to cover the cost of the lease rental, or purchase agreement, renovations, such as setting up shooting lanes and batting cages, and equipment, ping pong tables, strength training gear, etc." Mayor Rob Munch said, "I'd like to turn this over to administration and see if we can find an existing spot in a facility that is underutilized. I like the idea of taking some heat off the current facilities. I know a second rink is not going to happen overnight in talking with other cities. It's a multi-year process for applying for grants. City Council wants to keep the discussions ongoing."